This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Talk some more Chiefs football because I want to get Joshua Briscoe's perspective on not only tonight's preseason game, and he, of course, will be hosting pre and post right here on 96.5 The Fan for the Chiefs Radio Network. But Briscoe, where are you at on the Rice update we got yesterday where it looks like we now have to wait for this hearing September 30th? And then even then, it could be weeks and weeks after that before we get the suspension.
It's a really good question, and I'm sorry to ignore it off the top. Drew, I've got you. A little lo-fi Friday had me in the exact right headspace. Yeah. I heard that, and I was grooving back here thinking, all right, we're going to have a nice little chill Friday before the game comes around tonight. To your point there, Gold, you've probably, if you're half as online as I am, you've probably seen every possible iteration of what the Rashee Rice update means for the Chiefs, for the league. It's great news for the Chiefs. It's terrible news for the Chiefs. It's the league pulling the strings. It's obviously, this one's true, it's obviously a CBA process that players can go through when they're trying to figure out what their suspensions is going to be. So, by and large, there's never going to be a great time for the Chiefs to be without Rashee Rice this season. They're probably going to be without him for a chunk of the year. If you said, hey, would you like to just get four games out of the way and have it all at the front end of the season? Sure, I'd hear the argument there. If you said, hey, could we really finagle that suspension to be like Jags, Lions, Raiders, Commanders and have him on the field for the Ravens and Bills game? Sure, that's the best case scenario for the Chiefs, and if it winds up that way, cool. It would just be because that's the process that you can go through in the CBA. So by and large, I really don't think this is either tremendous news nor terrible news for the Chiefs. It is certainly not a deep state NFL conspiracy, regardless of how much Twitter I've been on this morning and how bad that is for me. It's going to be a mess to work without Rashee Rice either way. It would be huge, obviously, to have him for that Ravens game, which is 2 days before this date has been set. So you want to have him out there for then. Maybe it helps Jalen Royals get a little more time before he has to step into that role. But on the other hand, it probably costs you a roster spot for one of those receivers who would have otherwise made the cut. Your Nico, your Jason Brownlee, I think Tyquan Thornton's probably my last one in. Somebody's not going to make the team because it seems like now Rice will be on the roster at the 53-man cutdown instead of being exempt from that being suspended. So there are silver linings and clouds all over. Truthfully, I don't think this is that big of a deal other than it being really interesting and not a part of the NFL suspension process that we see very often.
Do you think that Mike Florio would strangle a seal in order to get a click?
Man, what an awesome question. You know, it really stinks because the stuff he'd been doing with Pablo Torre and all the NFLPA stuff, I had said publicly at some point, like, you know what? Florio's stacking up a couple of good days here. Maybe we're gonna have a little bit of a face turn for Florio. And then this happens. And yeah, I would say that all seals in his vicinity should probably just be careful.
I just, like, the way I view it, and like, I know this, like, deep state stuff, but my biggest fear is, what does the NFL, so in-season suspensions are rare anyway. They've already happened twice for the Chiefs, so they might not feel rare here with Willie Gay and Frank Clark, but they are rare. If, because the last time they had an appeal process, I think it's pretty clear that if it was four games, he would have just accepted it. So clearly, whatever the NFL wanted was more than four. And so if the NFL wants, let's say, 8-10, and he wanted 2-4, and they go to Sue L, and she says 6, but what if the NFL appeals? What if Rice appeals? Like, if they go through this process again, it could be months. Like, if it's December 1st, are they still going to suspend him this year before she makes her decision? Like, that's what I'm worried about.
I would be a little bit worried about that also, and I'd be lying if I told you exactly, if I knew exactly what those next appeal process steps would be after her ultimate ruling. But obviously we know that those can drag on, and we've already heard, you know, she's the one that oversaw the final word on the Deshaun Watson thing, which, again, just for the record for everybody, I know you guys know this, it's not because the NFL is treating those as equally serious, it's because they've both been, like, appealed out or not settled.
They went through their process of approval. They are allowed to appeal things the NFL has decided.
So I do kind of hope, and maybe my view on this would change if I knew what the numbers were, I do kind of hope that we get to September 30th and we have a ruling pretty soon after that, and everybody from the NFL side, from the Chiefs side, from Rice's side, can just kind of say, hey, this is the logical conclusion of this. What I would be really hammering from the Chiefs or Rashee Rice's side here, and look, like, you know, he got in serious trouble, he did a bad thing, and I'm not arguing against, like, discipline for that, obviously. But if I'm putting on my, like, defense lawyer hat, I'd say Jordan Addison just got 3 games for something that was pled down from a DUI. Start there. Don't start at 10, 11, 12 games. Start at 3, and let's see where we can meet. I think Rice would have a legitimate, pretty good argument for that, just looking at precedent and how the NFL has handled similar things in the past. So that, to me, is probably also why this has gotten to this point, where I think you could have really said, from Rice's side, give us the Addison suspension or maybe one game more. And I think the NFL, to your point, probably was itching for a much larger number and wanting to come down pretty hard on him as an example. And I also understand that. But I don't think the NFL has a tremendous case to make for an 8, 9, 10 game suspension with their own precedent working against them.
We're talking to Joshua Briscoe here on 96.5 The Fan, of course. Pregame coverage tonight for their Chiefs preseason game in Seattle starts at 8:00 on the Chiefs Radio Network. Briscoe will be hosting pre and post here on 96.5 The Fan. I know we obviously want to keep an eye on a little preseason football, but a Friday at 9:00 when Mahomes and Travis aren't playing anyway, I'll be honest, Josh, but people should be listening to you at 8:00, but at 11:00 or so, I don't know if how much paying attention people are going to be doing.
Look, I have already told my parents, who are on the East Coast now, they're in Florida. I said, look, if you don't make it through postgame tonight, I'm not going to hold it against you. You're on East Coast time. That's even crazier. We're going to have great stuff for you. We're going to talk to Mitch about whatever happens in the game. We're going to go around the league a little bit, whatever other game happens, one other game earlier today. And we'll have things to discuss. The thing that I'm looking forward to, and, like, I am truly a sicko about this. Like, I actually do have some energy for a 9 p.m. Central Time kickoff preseason game, because I am looking at, like, Issa Pole. Ethan Driscoll won't be out there. I want to know, like, Chu Godrick being the two developmental tackles kind of fighting for those final roster spots, or maybe getting snuck to the practice squad. There are guys here that will have long-term impacts for this team, and then even on the interior offensive line, I don't know if we're going to see a ton of Mike Caliendo, but we're going to find out for Hunter Norzad and CJ Hansen. Hey, guys, this might be the scene from The Dark Knight where the Joker snaps a pool cue over his knee and throws it out and says, hey, we got one opening. And again, you hope that you can get these guys in the practice squad as well. But there are actual battles to be had, despite the fact that, yeah, it sounds like we're probably going to see Gardner Minshew, and then after that, quite a bit of Bailey Zappe and Chris Oladokun throughout the night. It's still Chiefs football in a Chiefs uniform, and we're still going to have the high-quality coverage you've grown to expect from the Chiefs radio network.
That's right.
I don't know how to sell it better than that.
I think my least favorite thing about preseason is that you finally get through the games that are fake, and then I still have to wait weeks to get a real game.
Yeah.
It's like, come on! get it closer or something. I hate that I have to like get through the preseason games and they're like, huh, now how much longer do I got to wait? Yeah, to get like I wonder, real, unless you get college football, I guess, in between. So you got something to fill the time.
Oh, my brain's only calibrated to Chiefs football. I enjoy college football, but nothing scratches the same itch as actual Chiefs football games. It does seem like maybe there's a chance we see some of these guys at Arrowhead next week, by the way that Andy Reid mentioned it. And maybe we don't. Maybe you get two snaps of Patrick Mahomes from the preseason, and then it's on to Brazil.
That'd be the least he's played in a preseason in his career, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And he's reining it in while everyone else dials it up. It's so funny he's going to zig when everyone else started finally playing their quarterbacks in preseason.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And this is total projection. I do not know. But I wonder if there's anything with, hey, this is like a late, weird, super West Coast game. We're going to have the full week again to kind of get ready, a full bye week effectively between the third preseason game and the start of the regular season. And maybe we get to just have these guys go suit up at Arrowhead and get a few snaps that third week. Obviously, that's a bigger injury risk because if you have a two-week injury 2 weeks before the season kicks off, Now you're limping into the regular season. But I wonder if we see a little bit of that, if Mahomes would like to get a couple of reps out there. But yeah, two reps in, I guess three if you count the penalty. Three reps in week one and then potentially a shutout tonight is a big departure from the norm for Mahomes. And I also even thought about, you know, Andy Reid having not having the staggered entrance to training camp this year. Like, there have been a couple of small things that he's done differently, which matters because Andy Reid does not do stuff like that differently on a year-to-year basis. I think it's kind of interesting.
Briscoe, do you think that Andy Reid, or do you think that Jim Harbaugh, I guess, knowing the complicated nature, do you think Jim Harbaugh will attempt to steal signs in the NFL?
I don't know what the NFL's security measures have maybe been cranked up. You know, in the NFL, people may forget, but there was this other dynasty before the Chiefs took over the league, and there was some talk about, you know, some information being gained in improper ways. So, you know, I'll tell you what, if any of that does happen, I'm sure ProFootballTalk.com will be the place that you can read about it, regardless of if it's happening or not.
Perfect. Briscoe, appreciate it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.